alkalize your system with lots of vegetables, and especially include the citrus. The bioflavonoids help in healing, and of course your vitamins and your minerals are extremely important. Do you take a fair amount of supplements now? Well, then there's always minerals you may pick up on, and general minerals like magnesium, calcium, potassium, to include them. And again, if you eat your fresh vegetables, you get a lot of these minerals, especially if you can buy them organic without grown with pesticides, and they're grown in better soils, enriched with extra minerals. Okay?
Yeah, you said to take some herbs called echinacea.
Echinacea is bacteriostatic for many bacteria, will stop the growth of bacteria. And golden seal can be bactericidal, can actually kill many bacteria. And then lobelia helps bring mucus up and helps. Also, Asclepias tuberosa is a very good respiratory herb.
Would you spell that with?
Asclepieus. Tuberosa, T-U-B.
Mm-hmm. And you also mentioned sanguinaria. And
sanguinaria you would have to use in tincture, in a tincture form, homeopathic herbal tincture.
That means a drop in water or something?
It's actually prepared in alcohol. An extract would be in water. But in the tincture, it's preserved, and it can sit on in your medicine cabinet for a long time, even years. The tincture, it holds its potency, and it's preserved so it doesn't rot or break down or aggravate you with other problems.
And all of these products, they're available at health food stores, like the Echinacea and Golden Seal.
Yeah.
You can get Echinacea Golden Seal combinations, and like you said, Doctor, you can get it in teas, you can get it in capsules, you can buy the bulk herb if you want to do it yourself.
Yeah.
Tinctures, there are a lot of different forms, so you have some choice there depending on what kind of suits your needs the most. If you don't like tea, well, then you can get capsules, and there's quite a bit of information available at the health food stores, too.